This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome here if you're just joining us, or welcome back if you are here for another week and an opportunity to dive into the deep. I'm having a week of pretty serious allergy attacks back to back. Currently experienced one right before recording, so if I sound a little stuffy, that's why. Maybe it makes my voice sexy and sultry. Maybe I just sound like I have a stuffy nose. But that's what's going on over here. The desert is in bloom after all of this rain, and I am happy and suffering. But let's get into holding both, because that is exactly what this week's podcast is about. This is exactly why this whole podcast exists. I have been playing with this idea of the love and light myth for many moons now, and it is something that has defined and shaped my entire career in the spiritual industry since 2015. And it started really with realizing that we avoid the dark. And as humans, and we talked about this in one of the first few episodes, but as humans, we avoid the darkness, and not just the darkness within, but the darkness around us. And when I had my very first, I guess you could call it a panic attack, I'm not really sure if that's what it was, because I don't really experience anxiety, but this was just like a flush. I was living in Spain. I had to move home. I knew that I was moving home, but I really didn't want to go. I'd been there for a year and a half, and my sister had just had her first baby. My best friend was getting married, and I was in the wedding, and it was one of those things like, you're going to be a huge dick if you don't go home for this. Like, you need to go. And since I was living in Spain illegally, don't tell anybody about that, I couldn't come back if I left the country. So it was really something that I was grappling with, not wanting to leave, but knowing it was the right thing to do for my people, for my, you know, my family. And I had my first panic attack, and I took myself to this beautiful waterfall that was in walking distance from my house and just sat there and allowed myself to move through all of this and holding it and honoring it and realizing that it was showing me something, that it was showing me that I had a deep fear, a deep, I don't even know what you would call it, just a deep sadness about leaving Spain and this life that I'd created there all by myself for the past year and a half. And I was really confronted with the idea of darkness for the first time. I mean, of course, at this point, I'd already survived the terrorist attack in India. I'd confronted this darkness, but that was avoiding it, and I was still very much in my avoidance phase of the whole India attack, because that was something that I just couldn't handle being the person and age that I was when all of that happened. So what I started to realize was that I was confronted with darkness in a way that I actually allowed it to live. I allowed it to be witnessed for one of the first times in my life, probably. And I was 28 at the time. And when I was in India, I was 22. So, you know, I was coming to terms with the fact that darkness coexists with the light. And when I started really accepting that, I thought I discovered this incredible new theory that, like, hello, darkness coexists with light. We have to have the darkness. We have to honor the darkness. We have to look at the darkness. And I just started like tumbling into this whole new existence and reality where I was very shadow curious and seeing where things wanted to go and really giving myself the space to explore these feelings. And lo and behold, I fell in love with realizing that we are dual beings and that we have so much happening at the same time. And that when we really give into that and allow ourselves to be truly connected to the darkness and to the light, that is true spirituality. And then I started realizing that everything that I saw in communities on the internet, in social media, was all about love and light. It was good vibes only. This was very much in the era of good vibes only. This would have been 2015 at that point, and the spiritual industry was really just starting to get hold and to be a little bit more mainstream outside of just the yoga and the meditation and, you know, those very niche areas. We were coming into mainstream spirituality, and right now it's full blown. And what I was seeing everywhere was love and light only. Everything was love and light. Everything was pastel. Everything was high vibe. Everything was raise your vibration. Everything was good vibes only. And I had been a previous professional emotion rejector, emotion avoidance. I thought healing meant I'd never feel anger again. I thought enlightenment meant I'd float above the messiness of being human. I was so busy trying to ascend in a straight and linear path that I didn't realize I also needed to expand. And that expansion was available to me. I just heard about ascension. You want to get out of the 5D, I mean out of the 3D. You want to be in all of these different places, in all of these different dimensions. And I bypassed so, so much. So today we're talking about why the high vibration only, love, light, and black, or love, light, and black holes, love and light. This is why this exists, because we need the black holes. And good vibes only movement is one of the most damaging ego traps in spiritual communities, and how understanding expansion over hierarchy will unlock your full creative sovereignty. So I mentioned spiritual bypassing before. Let's really dive into what that is and look at the definition. By definition, spiritual bypassing is the use of spiritual ideas, practices, or beliefs to avoid dealing with unresolved emotional issues, psychological wounds, and developmental tasks. Coined by psychologist John Wellwood, it is a way of sidestepping difficult feelings and problems, often through toxic positivity, love and light, detachment from emotions, oh no, I can't be angry, I don't want to feel that, or using spiritual language to justify avoiding personal responsibility. This can look like, here are some examples, ignoring negative emotions, like dismissing anger or grief or fear with spiritual platitudes like, trust the universe, trust the process, the universe has your back, it's all happening for a reason. That really removes you from what's actually going on. And for me, with grief, especially with losing my dad recently, whenever anyone would say, well, he's in a better place now, or at least he's not in pain anymore, or all of these things, instead of just being like, yeah, this fucking sucks and this is awful, it made me so angry because I needed to feel and I didn't want to be numbed out in that sense. This can also look like avoiding accountability, like blaming a difficult relationship problem on or a partner's feelings on spiritual failings rather than addressing one's own behavior, especially if you get into astrology and you're like, oh, I was just acting that way because it was my Aries moon and Mercury is doing this and whatever. We're like, no, Karen, you were just being a dick. And maybe this can also look like overemphasizing spiritual solutions, like believing that a spiritual practice will instantly solve all problems rather than engaging in the necessary emotional or developmental work. So really just not looking at your shit. This can also look like shaming others, like using spiritual concepts to shame or condemn those who are struggling or expressing negative emotions. Basically, it is an extreme avoidance to all of the things that we feel as humans, backing them with spirituality. So it isn't just avoidance, it is creating an excuse, basically, from the spiritual realm, whatever you are rooted in, to explain away the things that are happening. And this matters because we are human and we need to feel all of the things. When we bypass them, when we don't allow ourselves to feel the difficult, heavy, hard emotions, we are removing an entire half of the human experience from ourselves. And we want to ascend. We want to just like get into this higher place by avoiding them. And we think, well, if I don't feel that anger, if I don't feel that grief, if I don't feel that black hole and I don't allow myself to go in that, then I'm going to rise in this linear path straight up. But expansion is multidimensional. It is omnipresent. It is in all directions at all times. It is not just one straight linear path up. You're not here to go higher in spirituality and life. You're here to go wider, deeper, to hold more, to become vast enough for both the storm and the sunlight, to be both simultaneously. Because this is when you are actually spiritual. And this is how love and light, no bad vibes, good vibes only, all of these things that we say and we see remove us from the spiritual experience and don't even allow us to go further into the things that we're really exploring. And everything in nature operates on a full spectrum. So the full spectrum creator, the full spectrum spiritual person knows that all vibration is necessary for creation. Light needs darkness. Sound needs silence. The sun doesn't apologize for its heat or its light. Trees don't reject their shadow. This is all part of nature, this duality, this spectrum, this polarity. Everything is interconnected with the opposite. We know in nature that all things exist all at the same time. The flower doesn't judge anything that is happening to it. It is just what is happening. All frequencies are necessary. None are better. They just serve different functions. So that's why when we declare that emotions are low vibe, that's a trap. We're creating a spiritual hierarchy, which is just ego wearing a crystal necklace, which we talked about in the past episode. When your ego becomes spiritual and has this own self-awakening, when you've killed your old self and then it is trying to anchor into some new identity, it just puts on a crystal and is like, well, now I am spiritual. And it goes into this hierarchy and it's still the ego. So the shadow isn't the problem. It's the source. You have to become bigger to contain it all rather than collapse under the pressure of the darkness. Collapsing is being consumed by an emotion. That is when you don't want to experience the black hole, the opposite of love and light. The vibes that might be maybe not great and negative is a perception, so that is all up to you. But the containment, the holding the emotion consciously, the allowing it to live, is when you can really, truly expand. So first, start with curiosity. Where is this energy coming from? Where is this emotion coming from? Is it something that is happening right now in the moment, or is it something that's triggering something from the past that's bringing up all of these other things? Get curious about it. And then get into your containment, your physical, emotional, energetic, spiritual container. Can I hold it without reacting? Can I expand myself to be bigger to hold this so that it doesn't crush me? And then you move into creation. What can this energy become? So for example, anger can become passion and action. Grief can become depth and compassion. Shame can become awareness and liberation. So you are creating something out of the original emotion. And I will tell you for sure, the grief of the past 3 years of my dad being sick, my husband's sobriety, so many other things going on in my life, I became so soft, so compassionate, so able to withstand and hold all of the things that were going on, that I saw beauty and love everywhere because I was so raw. I was stripped down bare into nothingness and realized that that was actually everything because I allowed myself to truly feel everything. So that creation of energy into something else, that grief, depth, compassion, shame, awareness, liberation, anger, passion, action, you are channeling it, you are using it, you are not denying it and stuffing it down so that it does draw and siphon more energy out of you. You are using it. What you can consciously hold, you can alchemize. What you repress owns you. You're basically allowing something to live rent-free and stealing all of your utilities, all of your resources, taking and taking and taking rather than seeing and holding and alchemizing. And this spiritual integration is just the mirror of reality. You don't raise your vibration by avoiding life. You raise it by embracing all of it. This is love and light and black holes. This is why this work is so important, because when you get into this space, you realize how much you really have been avoiding. And there are so many different archetypes to the shadow. But this is really when you get to the place of, wow, I have been avoiding, or I have been pretending, or I have been totally lying to myself that this exists. The admitting to yourself is huge, because that is awareness. You are becoming aware of what your shadow is, of what is actually living in there. And this personal reflection is incredible. That's when you truly start moving, because you get so sick of your own bullshit that you actually go in a different direction. You make different choices. You stop escaping. You start expanding. Heaven isn't up, it's in. Being teachable is the most spiritual state there is, and you are your greatest teacher. When I really first started looking at my shit, and this really only began at the 10-year anniversary of the attacks on India in 2018, so the attacks were in 2008, I started really looking at everything in 2018. And I had a full breakdown before I could break through. And that is the difference that I saw in being able to hold the darkness, to understand that the black hole was so incredibly potent and powerful and teaching me things, and the things that I was avoiding were actually the pathways forward. I am still very much in the self-saboteur shadow archetype, that I avoid to the point of sabotaging myself, and then it all comes exploding out, and then I have to deal with it. And then that's just how I keep in this pattern. I have been many of the different archetypes, but the ones that I have truly learned the most from is the one that I am going through right now, because I have been avoidant my entire life. I have avoided the darkness. I have avoided the hard conversations. I have avoided the money. I have avoided the love. I have avoided the rift. I have avoided so many things, hoping that they will just go away, and they never actually do. I spent a good chunk of time avoiding and deferring my student loans. Those bitches just stayed around and kept changing hands and moving to different owners. And now, you know, I'm going to be paying that for the rest of time. But this avoidance in myself is what I started really realizing was the key to where I needed to go. What I'm avoiding is actually what I need to move towards. Have the hard conversation. Open your mouth for 10 minutes or less, or 10 seconds. Just say the thing that needs to be said and move into the direction of where you actually don't want to go. And that is going to take you to the promised land, to whatever is waiting for you after that. Because when you move through that black hole, you get to the love and light. It's not the opposite way. It's not, oh, you have all this love and light and then you can handle the black hole. Your love and light is going to be trashed if you can't look at your darkness, if you can't hold that. Because this is where your power is, and this is what so many people who talk about shadow work, everyone who is into shadow work, actually realizes this because they've experienced it. And this is why I am so obsessed with this work. I am so all in on the shadow, because it has brought so much light into my life. But when you avoid things, when you pretend that they don't exist, when you just raise your vibration and want to move in one straight linear path of ascension, you rob yourself. You steal power and creativity and ideas and love and expansion from yourself in replacement of the hierarchy of thinking that once you ascend, that you can transcend all of this pain, all of your trauma, all of the terrible things that happen to you in your life, all of the things that are living in your shadow. You can never transcend them. They will never go away. They will only take up more and more space until you are booted and scooted right out of your own life, out of your own vessel. And this happens more often than I think people want to admit. But the more a thing tends to be permanent, the more it tends to be lifeless. So if your avoidance, if your pretending, if your bypassing is permanent, it's a fixture, it's anchored in what you are doing, then that is going to make you lifeless. You were never meant to transcend your humanity. You were meant to fully embody it, every frequency, every emotion, every shadow, and every light. It's all you. It's all necessary. It's all sacred. Stop climbing to the highest rung. Stop thinking that the next retreat, the next medicine ceremony, the next self-help book is going to take you where you need to be, and realize that this is here for you now, that where you need to go is inside. This is the most important piece. The moment you stop rejecting pieces of yourself is the moment you step into your full creative sovereignty. And that is where the real magic begins. That is when you truly begin to understand what you are capable of. Because there is so, so much that you are capable of. There are so many ways to live in this human existence. To alchemize, because alchemy is the process of turning shit into gold. We might not be hermetic alchemists turning lead into gold, but we certainly can have inner alchemy and have this practical process of actually how to alchemize, to first feel it fully. Here's my alchemy framework. Feel it fully. No bypassing, no spiritualizing it away, no love and light armor. Feel the rage, feel the grief, let it move through your body, scream into a pillow, take a bat or a stick and go bang on the earth. Do something to move it through and out of your body. That's step one, feel it fully. Step two, witness without judgment. You're not bad for feeling this. You're not bad for being angry or for having grief or for being enraged or for feeling so incredibly sad you can't even blink. You're human. You are human living in a very hard and difficult world, actually. So can you hold space for this emotion without making it mean something about your worth? Can you witness without judgment? And then step three, inquire into the gift, because this is truly a gift. Like we were talking about how you can turn the rage into passion and action. What is this emotion protecting? What is this gift? What does it want for you? What creative power lives beneath it? How can acknowledging it and looking at it give to you rather than take from you? And then step four, direct the energy consciously. Now that you felt it and witnessed it and understood it, you're aware of it, now you can channel it. Put it into your art, your advocacy, your boundaries, your creation, your relationships, yourself. The things that you can create from acknowledging your darkness are limitless. The limit does not exist. You are a boundless being. We come to Earth and we're in these dense, squishy, failed bodies, and we don't remember just how powerful we are, just how easily we can, whoop, abracadabra, bada bing, bada boom, create and to manipulate matter, manifest reality. This is how you alchemize. Feel it fully, witness without judgment, inquire into the gift, and then direct the energy consciously. Because this is spiritual maturity. You are going from hierarchical to holographic. The holographic self is omnipresent. They're everywhere, all the time. Traditional spirituality wants us to be in a linear path, climbing up, leaving things behind. But expansion consciousness is holographic growth, and all parts present simultaneously, integrating rather than transcending. Everything that happened is being used rather than avoided and left to die and to fester and to boil and bubble and create physical manifestations of disease. You don't heal by becoming a different person. You heal by becoming more of who you already are, including the parts you've rejected. All of this is in your black hole. All of this needs your love and light. Wholeness isn't about being perfect. It's about being complete. And complete means holding the full spectrum of your humanity without apology. This is such a beautiful way to flip the script, to take your power back, to realize that it has always been in you. You have always had this power. If nature doesn't operate on hierarchy, why should you? This is about your energetic sovereignty through wholeness, through being complete. It's not about controlling which emotions you feel. It's about being so spacious you can hold any emotion without it controlling you. And I have had such a beautiful example and opportunity to practice what I preach this past year. To hold the death of my dad, the shift in my relationship, the shift in myself and my own health, along with everything else. To make a conscious effort to go towards rather than fall back into my pattern of avoidance and pretending like things don't exist and maybe they'll just one day, poof, magically be gone. But that has never happened to this point in time. I will let you know if it ever does. My avoidance magic trick will just magically make something disappear. I will start with my student loans if that is actually an option. But when you can hold your rage without becoming violent, when you can feel your grief without becoming depressed, when you can sit with your shame without becoming small, when you can experience your desire without becoming desperate, that is sovereignty, that is mastery, and that is how you become magnetic for everything that you want. Because that is what is available to you on the other side of shadow work. And I've talked about this several times. There's a whole podcast episode on it. This is where you truly expand. Go listen to Why You're Not Manifesting a few episodes back, and you will realize that this is what is waiting for you. That when you live from wholeness, you become so incredibly magnetic that things just happen, that you are just catching things in your lap. You are sitting in one place. Of course, you're taking inspired action and you're using a mindset. You're living from a mindset that is towards where you want to be. But that doesn't mean that you are just chasing. We don't chase, we attract. We allow things to come to us when we are coming to ourselves. Every time you choose to feel instead of bypass, you're not just healing. We don't need more healing. You're expanding your capacity to create from the full power of your being. And this is the work that we're doing in Nocturne, which, if you're listening to this in real time, starts on Thursday, the 23rd of October. If you miss the live, there will, of course, be all of the magic available for you after the fact. But this is where we're not bypassing the dark, but learning to hold it so fully that we can alchemize it. Shadow work isn't about fixing what's broken. It's about reclaiming what's powerful. And this is the power that you have been craving. All of the things that you're seeking outside of you are actually within, and they're on the other side of your darkness. So in Nocturne, we're going to spend 21 days exploring that darkness from so many different lenses that it literally cannot hide. We are going to bring a disco ball into your darkness, illuminate every single corner, and you are going to come out shining brighter than ever before, because this is what you have actually been looking for. This is what has been quote unquote missing in your spiritual journey, allowing yourself to go into the darkness with so much love, with so much light, and with so much bravery that you're no longer avoiding or pretending or acting like that doesn't live there. And you are truly moving into a space of completeness, of wholeness, of love, light, and black holes. So again, Nocturne is starting in just 2 days, but if you missed the live launch, you can always sign up for it after the fact. Join in whenever you're available and move through the shadow in a way that is going to blow you open. And this isn't fluff. Like, you know, hello, I'm creating this podcast. I keep it real. I skip the bullshit. There's no spiritual jargon here. We are cutting through all of the noise, moving straight and directly into the shadow and allowing you to come out shining brighter. I am so obsessed with this work. If you're going to do shadow work with anyone, do it with me, because it is going to be maybe not so much fun, but it is going to be so worth it that you are going to wish you'd done this decades ago. I am a different person because I've done shadow work. I am a different person because I've called myself on how I bypass, on how I avoid. And now that I've learned to expand, I'm not better. I'm just more. I'm more grounded. I'm more open. I'm more compassionate. I'm more loving. I'm more soft. And that is how I have more creativity and more power to be more alive. You were never meant to transcend your humanity. You were meant to fully embody it. Every frequency, every emotion, every shadow, every light, it's all you. It's all necessary. It's all sacred. Stop climbing. Stop trying to transcend and start expanding. Start rooting down and spreading out and opening so you can hold more. The moment you stop rejecting pieces of yourself is the moment you step into your full creative sovereignty. And that is when the real magic begins. I'm sending you so much love, so much light, honoring your black holes. I'll see you next week. Thank you for being here. If this message and this podcast or this episode moved you in some way, please consider sharing it with someone around you who needs to know this. This is how we will truly change the world, by changing ourselves first. And of course, it helps the podcast. It brings us into front of new ears of shame slayers and shadow sparklers and the people who are really ready to look at their darkness so they can discover their discoverable soul. Love, light, and black holes. I'll see you next week. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.